I've got a thing going on with the magician's ex-assistant. Things ended badly between them. After the rabbit died, he pulled a disappearing act, leaving her sawed in half in the black box. She is trying so hard to pull it together, but really, she's a fraction of the woman she once was. Two halves, to be exact. Which is not without its benefits. Sex with two people has never seemed more like a threesome. It's even worth the bloodstains on the sheets left by either half of her waist. It's hard to watch her getting dressed afterwards, dragging her top half towards the bottom, sliding herself almost whole. Sometimes, after sex, her top slips off walking to the bathroom, her legs blindly stumble on, tripping heels over head on her way back to bed. She gets back in between the sheets, arms, then back, ass, then heels. She aligns herself and meekly says, ta-da! People will tell you that love only breaks your heart, but it really can break you all over. In half, in quarters, eighth, 16th. I tell her she's lucky he didn't leave her after the box of swords trick, the one where she's in the black box and he sticks sword after sword into diagonal after diagonal across her tender body. Or the metal blades trick, where he chopped her into minced meat. It could have been so much worse, I tell her. But you are such a strong woman. And she nods through her sobs, staggers towards the bathroom. I'm not sure she knows it's true. I think all she knows is that it feels like hell right now, that it's hard to heal when you fall apart, bloodily, time after time, hour after hour, day after day. Strength, she says, is its own kind of curse. It's so hard to keep myself here, she says, balancing her upper body carefully on her lower as she bends for a Kleenex in the dark. I am thinking of the other beautiful, damaged women who have come through my life. The girl who had a crush on a lion. She lost her head over it. We just necked a lot. Or the girl who fell in love with the tightrope. Got addicted to getting high-wired and nothing else was enough. I wonder what would have happened if I'd met them sooner. What they were like before they were so badly wounded. All this time, I thought I'd been kissing, but maybe I'm always doing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Kissing dead girls, in the hopes that the heart will start beating again. Where there's breath, I've heard there's hope. I hear a soft slip, followed by a wet thud in the bathroom. A small, damp dragging as she recomposes herself. She sobs and chokes out her proudest, ta-da!